A very good day to you. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. It's Wednesday, April 17th. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run. Fire late yesterday afternoon destroyed six townhouse units in the Whispering Hills complex in the town of Chester. Chester Fire Chief Tom Marciano said flames were shooting through the roof of one of the buildings when firefighters arrived on the scene. He said the building was completely destroyed when the roof caved in. Rosalie Carroll, her husband and granddaughter, had just moved into their home 6 months ago. She was terrified by the fire.
I feel like I'm in a bad dream. All kinds of things are going through my mind. Where we're going to live, what we're going to do. I don't know.
The chief said the fire apparently started in a garage of one of the units and spread to the units above. Investigators are looking into whether a car inside that garage sparked the blaze. No one was injured, but the displaced residents were taken to the clubhouse in a local senior center with a Red Cross on hand to help the residents find temporary shelter. The reconstruction of the O&W railway station in Middletown is about to begin in earnest, with the funding mechanism put in place. The project is estimated to cost $6 million, and Mayor Joseph DeStefano says putting all the financing together will commence soon.
The bids are back, are due back on April 30th. We are now bonding the gap financing that's required before the tax credits.
The fire-damaged shell of the historic building will be redeveloped for childcare facilities, offices, and apartments. Funding is coming from a combination of state and city sources. Two men have been arrested by the multi-agency Orange County White Collar Crime Task Force and charged with grand larceny and insurance fraud. As the charges are not bail eligible, both men were released with appearance tickets. 26-year-old Hunter Diaz of Port Richey, Florida, and 51-year-old Brian Dunn of Maybrook allegedly took over $30,000 of workers' compensation checks intended for Dunn's mother, who had previously died. The task force's mandate includes the investigation of residential contractor fraud, crimes involving public integrity, public corruption and ethics violations, embezzlement and other complex theft crimes, crimes against revenue, wage theft, and labor law violations. More news right after this.
Find over 100 retailers allowing you to spend hours shopping safely at the Galleria at Crystal Run. Enjoy the big brands and the diverse selection of family-owned stores all in one location. The Galleria at Crystal Run offers dining options for everyone with Fuji, 110 Grill, Allen's Mediterranean Grill, and Peru Cuisine. Discover the Mid-Hudson Valley's premier shopping, dining, and entertainment destination, the Galleria at Crystal Run. For more information, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or visit GalleriaCrystalRun.com.
The man credited with transforming Westchester Medical Center into a major trauma center with a network of community hospitals has announced his plan to retire next year. Michael Israel, who's been at the helm of the hospital network for almost 20 years, will step down from the post at the end of 2025. During his tenure, Israel steered a financial turnaround for Westchester Med and grew it to a network of 9 hospitals. Congressman Pat Ryan, a Democrat, and Mark Molinaro, a Republican, have urged the EPA to follow the science and issue a not protective determination in the upcoming 5-year review report, without which further PCB cleanup in the Hudson River is not possible. The Ulster County Legislature last night approved accepting $10 million from the state to be used for environmental remediation at I-Park 87 in the town of Ulster. Legislator Joe Maloney objected, saying the fund should not be approved because of several financial dealings involving players in the development, including no receipts presented and taxes not paid. Legislator Kathy Nolan said the project is a complex site and said many of the allegations are not substantiated. In the end, lawmakers approved accepting the $10 million to pass through to the developers for environmental remediation. A 42-year-old Middletown man, Angel Rodriguez, was sentenced in Orange County Court to 6.5 years in state prison and 3 years of post-release supervision in connection with drug and conspiracy charges. The 2-year-long investigation involved cocaine trafficking in and around the city of Middletown, allegedly committed by Angelica Rodriguez, also known as Jelly, who's 39 of Otisville. Both Rodriguez individuals are believed to have one parent in common. A street fight in the village of Ellenville late Monday night resulted in a teen sustaining a head injury and being airlifted to Albany Medical Center for evaluation. Ellenville Police Chief Philip Matrician said two boys, aged 17, were injured during a fight involving several people on Bloomer Street at around 10 p.m. The chief said one boy refused medical treatment, but the other, who was conscious and alert, was flown to Albany Med because of a previous head trauma. There were no weapons recovered at the scene, and no one was cooperative, Matrician said. However, reports said a baseball bat was used in the scuffle. The Board of Trustees of the State University of New York has named a new president at SUNY Sullivan. Dr. David Potash comes to the Lockshodre campus as the college's 8th president from Wilbur Wright College in Chicago, where he served as president since 2013. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run.